Feel like the least of all your problems. You can't reach me if you wanna stay up tonight. Stay up at night. My green lights in your body language. Seems like you could use a little pump money from me. But if you got everything and figured out like you say, don't waste a minute.
I get my feelings involved. She stopped returning my calls. The flaws turning to walls and barricades. And I'm too far gone in all the wrong ways. And every long day is a bad one. I can't make you call or make you stay. I take you off a pedestal. So I get lost in modern music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room. Walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made no money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late. And MIA for
3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
All right, hello. This is Ava and
Eve.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have to read that every time we start the show. Evangeline's giving me, Eve is giving me a look. All right, so you just listened to Three Nights by Dominic Fike. Love him.
Euphoria. Love him.
Yeah.
Love it.
Eve has a list of conversation starters.
Absolutely. Do you want to work one out? Energy. I will absolutely. Okay. I'm going to skip to my favorite in honor of the moon coming up on Monday.
Okay.
So I remember a time, I've known Ava for a while now,
yeah.
Where she went and did a moon ceremony, the first one I ever attended,
yeah.
And burned some.
First one I ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
Some paper burning affirmations in
my
sink. So tell me about that. Like, what's the energy that
The energy
you.
Was that they were half burned, and I was like, it's good enough. Like, I can check off that I did this. And my mom was really concerned.
About
Do you remember
the,
that?
I think so. About,
yeah.
Like, the fire alarm going off.
Yeah.
Potentially starting the fire, even.
Because also, I didn't have, like, a handheld lighter, so I was using the matches.
Exactly. I think you, like, burned yourself,
yeah,
actually.
Multiple times, actually.
Anything for those affirmations.
I was committed, you know?
You were committed. I will definitely say that.
Yeah. Okay, well, the next song is gonna be Celeste by Ezra Vine. I love this song. I think you're gonna like this song.
I might have
played it to you. You remember Izzy?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Izzy Flint. She was like, you need to write a book with me. You need to write a book with me. And this was like during quarantine. I was bored. And I was like, okay, fine. And we were trying to, the face you're giving me. And we were trying to find like songs for the characters. And I was like, I guess Celeste is like a fun name. Like I would name a kid that. So
I'm
just
excited.
Searched Celeste up and this came up and it's really
okay.
Good. All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back. to lie on the cityscape. Wherever she goes, I'm gonna chase. You're something out of a dream.
Oh my god, the All Rights are back. So my friends have this thing where after every single song I always say All Right and I don't even think about it. And so one radio show I was trying to not do that, and my friend Elsa got really mad. They were like, no, we missed the All Rights. Anyways, okay. Love that. Evangeline is a Virgo. Eve is a Virgo. Why? Okay. We have a Virgo in the house. How do you feel about that?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I definitely think I've learned to embrace the Virgo energy. I never really put much stock.
You want to know who's like a crazy Virgo actually? Is Blake Lively.
Really?
Yeah, that whole, did you see her Met Gala dress?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
With like all the details.
And I would have worn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
that was
Virgo. That's the thing, is the planning, but like the sudden, subtle reveals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I definitely embrace it with your guidance. I know a little more about it. I mean, I wouldn't say I knew much before, but
yeah,
you know, it all makes sense now.
My guidance is mainly just me being like, oh my god, you're making a list, you're a Virgo. Like, it's like great.
I'd say I'm definitely a stereotypical Virgo. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm...
You're the only earth sign that I allowed near me.
Really?
For like a while.
I'm honored.
And now I have a couple more, but...
We're pretty great. You just have to get to know us.
You're pretty great, yeah. I don't know about the species.
I see.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start the next song. It's
more on that later.
Yeah, more on that later. It's going to be After Party by Abigail Barlow. Oh, are these the TikTok people?
Not
I think
sure.
She is. Yeah,
maybe.
The like the musical thing that happened. Yeah, Bridgerton musical.
It's fun.
Okay,
it's
this
a fun
is
song.
Evangeline's recommendation. And I'm giving up. Okay. Hope
enjoy.
You guys enjoy.
I never partied in high school, so excuse me for not knowing my limits. Put your hat in, I like you. So meet me in the bathroom in 5 minutes. Know you love to talk. I ain't listening. Take a shot and I'll pretend to give a shit. And it'll burn going down, down, down. But do you wanna come to the after party with me? Said, do you wanna come put your body on me? Pretty, pretty, please. What you drinking? Cause I'm buying. If you promise to be quiet, baby. Cause I'm dying to please you.
Do you wanna come to me?
Do you wanna come to the after party?
After party, after party.
Do you wanna come put your body on me?
Pretty, pretty, please.
I'm a little bit psycho. Never been too good at making decisions, but you're hot and I like you. Even look good through my double vision. Oh, you're kinda dumb, but I don't give a shit. Have another baby, we ain't finished yet. And it'll burn going down, 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 down. But it's okay, don't be intimidated. Don't worry your pretty little brain. It's okay, it ain't complicated. I'm a good girl, promise to behave. Whatever you need, I'll make it so. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable. Let me know if you're down, 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 down.
Do you wanna come?
right. I don't even know your name. Final call, it's so late. Follow me back to my place. You're so tall, it's so great. Next to you, I feel so safe.
Say what I come to the
party. I hate you. Okay. So next up is gonna be a Maisie Peters song, and you didn't like, you weren't around during my Maisie Peters phase, and okay. It's still going. Okay. Basically,
I'm here now.
She's like this straight girl that is just with so many terrible men, and so she writes really good songs about it.
Wow.
And so I'm gonna start you off with a song.
Doing
that
the work for all of us.
Literally. And I'm gonna start you off with a song that I played to like all my friends, and now they all like listen to her semi-regularly. Well, not all of them, but a bunch of them.
I'm excited.
It's called "I'm Trying Not Friends." It's really good. Hope you guys enjoy.
To a penny, and I've been trying to make a big step forward. Saw you, it was awkward, nothing like I thought would happen. I was so in love, and that don't come off in the wash, kinda hope it does. Oh, cause you're seeing someone pretty and I hate her guts. So I'll be telling you she's nice on the bus home. We were bad, but we're gonna be good. It didn't work like I thought it would, and I resent you just a little if I'm honest. But one of us has gotta try to keep a promise. At least I'm trying. 3 shots, lemon drops. 1 for being lost and alone in your early 20s. 1 for being obsessed with someone who puts you secondary. 1 for calling guys with guitars in a cemetery. Just me, okay. If I'm being frank, I want a sorry, but I'll settle for a handshake. Cause I'm the baby, but I'm gonna be the bigger man, babe. So many blank slates, I could build a whole fucking house. We were bad, but we're gonna be good. It didn't work like I thought it would. Friends, no, we're somewhere in between. Cause you're awful and I miss you, and I killed you in my dream last night. Even then you didn't care. It's a low, and even in my dreams you still don't want me there. Got friends, got at least a healthy 5. Yeah, some people think I'm funny, baby, don't look so surprised. We think that your girlfriend is a bore, but we're nice to her in public cause we're grown up and mature. Not friends, cause when I asked you on the train why you hurt me and you couldn't really actually explain, I cried, then I told you it was cool. God, you have change at all. We were bad, but we're gonna be good. It didn't work like I thought it would, and I resent you just a little if I'm honest. But one of us has gotta try to keep a promise, and I swore that I'd swallow my pride, and you swore you would do better this time. Well, I might be bitter and twisted and broken and petty and lying, and you might be awful like all of the time. Yeah, it's almost inspiring, but at least I'm trying. At least I'm trying.
Well, first off, how did you feel about that song? I think it's good.
I think I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And I'm officially
Maisie's
hooked.
Maisie's always there for you. Literally.
Need to make a new playlist.
Yes.
Definitely.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
The Fripp one is just a different vibe than
it's
we
a
have.
Different vibe.
Now we're all working and sad, so.
Terrible. It's awful. Like adult life. What can we say?
Yeah.
So I guess I'll take the lead on this one. We're playing Better by Fletcher. I think it was actually Ava who introduced this to me. We were driving in a car right before we started.
Doing my duty as the bisexual fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was shocked. And I immediately bought it.
Yeah.
And I guess I would just say maybe this is why therapy should be normalized for all those girls out there who are... You know, the X, this song, I would say, is definitely for them. I think it can really resonate whether you're the new girlfriend or the old. And honestly, if you can't, it's just a fantastic song. Literally nothing bad to say about it. So
it is really good.
All enjoy.
Right. Yeah, enjoy, guys.
It's like being on the outside of an inside joke. It's like when they only got Pepsi and you really want Coke. It's like finally get a text back and it's just your mom. It's like when you just broke up and they play your song. I know this shit is kinda stupid, but it's just the way I'm feeling right now. And I hate that I could tell that someone's probably in my shoes by now. Right now, I know she thinking that she found herself a winner. I know you fucked her on the counter right before you cooked the dinner. Yeah, I know you think about me when you kiss her. I left a taste in your mouth, can she taste me now that you threw out all our furniture and pictures? I bet you sugarcoat the truth, I bet you're real sweet with it. Yeah, I know you think about me when you kiss her. I left a taste in your mouth, can she taste me now? I'm bitter. Hearing about your new life and the brand new you. It's like, heard you got a new job, but I heard you moved. It's like, I don't wanna hear it, don't wanna hear about you. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't know, this shit is kinda stupid, but it's just the way I'm feeling right now. And I hate that I could tell that someone's probably in my shoes by now. Right now, I know she thinking that she found herself a winner. Cool the truth, I bet you're real sweet with it. Yeah, I know you think about me when you kiss her. I left a taste in your mouth, cause she tastes me and now I'm bitter. I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter, I'm bitter. You're still in my head, but you're not in my bed now. You're not in my bed now. You're still in my head, but you're not in my bed now. You're not in my bed now. I know she thinking that she found herself a winner. I know you fucked her on the counter right before you cooked the dinner. Yeah, I know you think about me when you kiss her. I left a taste in your mouth, can she taste me now that you threw out all our furniture and pictures? I bet you sugarcoat the truth, I bet you're real sweet with it. Yeah, I know you think about me when you kiss her. I left a taste in your mouth, can she taste me now? I'm bitter.
Some of my friends in the group chat are upset because that's a very, like, lesbian angst song. But I feel like it can be used for, like...
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's sort of the point of music is, like, it's supposed to be... And not even music, but art in general.
So true.
Is you can absolutely and you should give credit to who it's representing and who it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But it connects...
Yeah, but like
with anyone, everyone in a different way.
Yeah, I think that's so true.
And that's most art. I mean, everything, you know, resonates.
Talking about
everyone.
Art, Lana Del Rey. So Eve is in like Lana Del Rey phase, which I was in before I went
a while ago.
Like a while ago.
I'm a little late catching up.
My phase was like scary, but also it makes sense, like with context, like this is your Lana phase. I get it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
I think this is a good song coming up, definitely.
Little national anthem.
Yeah. Little national anthem.
Have you seen the music video?
I haven't.
It's so hot. Okay, yeah. So we're gonna watch that. Anyways.
Enjoy.
Well, because Lana's so pretty. Okay, all right, everyone enjoy. Been so long.
That's Lana Del Rey.
Song. I can't.
Okay. It's
like bring me back. No. Okay.
This is for all the weekends.
Yeah.
People out there.
The Weeknd is an Aquarius male.
Really?
And that's so true, honestly, in all of his songs.
Tell me about that. Well, as an Aquarius, like,
yeah,
yourself.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I actually don't like how gendered astrology is, so like I try to not feed into the, like, you know, women Aquarius.
So
male
generally.
Aquarius. Yeah. But just in general, like, it's just, you know, it's very, like, attachment issues. And, like, it's just, like, not...
That pretty much like, sums and, like, up toxic. The weekend.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my gosh. Because do you know the song Stargirl? Yes. Interlude? Yeah. Okay. So that song, people are like, Lana is, like, so feminine energy in, like, all of her music. And, yeah. like, The Weeknd is so, like, masculine energy. But I just think he's, like, mean. And I think that's why people say that.
Probably.
But, yeah, I don't know. So... I just like to say that he's an Aquarius because, like, so true. Do you want to know who's an Aquarius?
Yeah.
Ellis is an Aquarius.
Really?
Yeah. So, very exciting.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, makes like sense. That. Okay, so this song is Hurt You.
A little slower.
Yeah.
Slowing it down.
I haven't listened to it, so.
Really?
Yeah. Hope everyone likes it. I'm going to listen to it. Bye, guys.
My enemy, so stay away from me. I'm warning you. You try to fill the void with every man you meet, 'cause you're upset with me. I'm warning you. 'Cause all the nights you slept alone, drying your
honestly, a good song. Yeah, I like it.
It's interesting for sure.
The next song is funny. It's Go to Town by Doja Cat. Love this song.
I have not heard it.
What?
Yeah.
You have heard it. You'll
have
you'll
I?
Yes,
maybe
you
played it for me?
Yeah, you have heard it. No, but
my friend Anoush, who I love so much, shared me this video of this like classical music composer talking to Doja Cat about her most popular songs and like the meaning of the lyrics. And this one was really funny because like I think everyone knows like what this song is about, and he was just kept pressing her. He was like, no, but like what do you mean? Like, what is it about? Like, why would you go down? And she was like, and he's married. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
I hope everyone enjoys this, and let's all say a prayer for that man's wife.
Okay.
God damn. She shave it all off, Charlie Brown with it. Looking all around, all the other girls sound fishy. He ain't never caught her with this, why he down with it. Yeah, bitch, I'm telling you,
what?
This incredible. Oh, this shit edible. Okay. It's like chemical, kiss my genital, my taste medical. Hers like chemicals.
Hey, hey.
If he get it up, when he tastes that shit, turn hetero.
Oh my god.
Yo, can you see that? She need knee pads. I'm a bad bitch. Fuck a pee pad. For this shit, if he don't eat it, he a D bag. He could use a submarine. I call him soon.
Make me down, boy. Really down. Baby, let me watch you go to town.
A bitch love free trust, so look, baby, don't lie, cause I can believe my eyes. In a man between my thighs all the time, yeah, I do my DIYs. And it's clean but messy like a pizza. Spend time on a donkey, even I eat her. Call it chunky monkey, I be texting peaches. He texts me a eggplant, I text him a peanut.
If you're down, boy, really down. Baby, let me watch you go to town. Wish you one chance, baby, never order now.
The next song is going to be Slumber Party, which I love and Evangeline loves, and we blasted a lot during our trip to Fripp. Now, my friends make fun of me because I used to make fun of Julia for this. Julia would be like, oh, Fripp, and I'm like, where the heck is Fripp? Like, what is Fripp? And now I do that. Like, I literally went to O Week, which is orientation week.
It's everything.
And I was talking to people, and I was like, yeah, like, you know, Fripp.
I literally wore my Fripp shirt to work today.
Oh, my God. I still have my Fripp shirt.
I'm not even kidding.
I wore mine to the gas station the other day. It's, like, comfy. Yeah.
It's really comfy. So this song, Ava introduced to me.
And it actually brought up a lot of questions.
Do you remember that? There was like one.
There's a line, and I didn't know. I mean, I was fairly uneducated. Yeah. The
which is like straight, fine, but I remember. Friend. Yeah. Well, you and Julia. I was like, I think that was honestly because I'm never like, oh, okay, like here are my two straight friends. But like that was the one moment that I was like, wow, my best friends are straight. Because we were at the like little stupid food court. There's one food court in Fripp, and it's disgusting. Remember that? I was like,
it's a vibe, though. Julia, it's really nice.
Julia really overhyped it, and then we were in the parking lot, and we were playing this song, and I was like singing it.
She was explaining some things.
Yeah. Julia was horrified. Good. Anyway.
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy, guys.
I'm not shy, I'll say it. I've been picturing you naked. I'm a little faded. You look like a fucking painting. Big doe eyes. Amazing, she's everything I've been praying. My heart palpitations. She looks like the type to break it. Me and your girlfriend playing dress up in my house. I gave your girlfriend cunnilingus on my couch. She cute, kawaii, hentai boobies, daddy size me. I think she really likes me. Ask politely, can I? I'm the Nelly in the party with some rocks for ears. I'm a slave for you, baby, Miss Britney Spears. I'm a Clover, she a Taurus, bring it on for cheers. And I'm sexy like Christina when I dip below. Not a H-Town girl, but I rodeo. Yippee-yippee-ki-yay, welcome to the show. It's an all-girl party, clothing optional.
Me and your girlfriend playing dress up in my house. Eyes go black when she orgasms. Hide your back, she likes to stab them. My butt cheek, she likes to grab. Matching pajama birthday suits. Her spit is just like juicy fruit. She do that thing she usually do. Spell my name with her tongue like uh-huh. Me and your girlfriend playing dress up in my house. I gave your girlfriend cunnilingus on my couch. She cute, kawaii, hentai boobies, daddy size me. Politely, can I?
All right, we have a PSA. I'm very excited for Eve to hear this one.
This is all on Ava.
This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one, even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Important. The face you're giving is important. It's very important.
I know. I never knew that.
Anyways.
They're so dangerous.
They're very dangerous. Anyways. So I want to introduce Eve to Grimes. I went on my Grimes phase probably like February, I think. And it also just hasn't ended, but it's literally two songs. And so we're gonna start with the one that I think people like more.
Okay.
And that's it, because we don't have time. But
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Oblivion by Grimes. First off, apologies to my friends that are listening. We're about to go in a fun direction. Yeah.
Yeah, this is just switching it up a little bit to a special Aries that I know.
Hi, special Aries.
Hi, special Aries. I don't think you're listening, but this is for you. Apologies to Ava's friends.
If the other Aries is like...
Not that one.
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy, everyone.
This is Feeding the Flames by Cody Jinks. Hope I like it.
There's a fire deep inside of my lady that burns just for me. She struck a match on a heart full of gas. Sometimes it burns like a candle, sometimes it's out of control. Like on nights when it rains and she's pouring champagne and she calls out my name in the dark. Passionate igniting with eyes full of lightning, we light up the night with a
There's been loves in the past, went from embers to ashes to cold. In the blaze of the dawn, we stay going strong in the glow. And sometimes it burns like a candle, sometimes it's out of control.
Like on nights when it rains and she's pouring champagne and she calls out my name in the dark. Passionate and lighting with eyes full of lightning, we light up the night with a spark.
So it turns out that, like, one of my best friends who has been texting me did not know I was dating an Aries.
We
so
love Matt. No, but it was a special Aries.
Special shout out.
It was a special Aries.
Matt.
Special shout out. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Matt so
we
much.
Do love Matt.
Yeah. Matt's going to join me for a moon ceremony.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I feel like Matt and I should have connected more than we did because, like, hello, we're both queer. Like, what? Like... Anyways, all right, so we're going to do Psycho by Maisie Peters, but is there anything on your list that you want to talk about?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I had written down best color and why. What's your favorite color? I don't actually know that.
Oh, actually, this is better.
For probably 2.5 years.
Wow. So it changes, but navy blue is like...
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just because it looks good on me. And I'm a narcissist. No. What's your favorite color?
Oh. I mean, I want to say black, but that's...
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say that.
You could.
It's more just because it's so, like, fashionable. I love, like, the black with the gold jewelry.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
oh,
the New York City aesthetic, I think.
Throwbacks when you just, like, showed up to Tilton in that, like, beautiful dress. Tilton is, like, the... dorm that we were at.
Oh, yeah.
So Evangeline just like randomly reaches out to me. I'm like in my friend's room and Evangeline's like, oh, I'm in Boston, like I'm gonna come visit. And honestly, like, best thing that happened to me that month. I was so pumped. But she shows up in this beautiful little like black jumpsuity thing.
Yes, it was a black jumpsuit. I'd just gotten it and I'd gone out to dinner.
Yeah, and I'm in sweats and I'm meeting the
Iconic.
Aries. And
I'm meeting the Aries.
And I remember like I had no makeup on or anything because
Stunning.
I had just been in like, thank you. But I had just been in my friend's room all day. Okay, anyways. So fun, so fresh. Don't know why we shared that. Anyways,
little throwback moment.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Psycho by Maisie. It's really good. I went to the Maisie Peters concert, and we all screamed this song. And like, it's just a bunch of like feral girls that like need therapy, like genuinely need help. And it was fun. So
fun and fresh.
All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
Kept me as your favorite secret, and I thought we just took it slow. They said your girlfriend's from the beaches. It's funny how everybody but me knows. I feel like you feel nothing, that's fine. Please leave this behind. You're losing your mind, calling me 100 times. Time you drew a line and stopped wasting my. Now that I'm over that hill, you wanna say how you feel? Patrick Bateman. Put blame on anyone but you. All kinds of ghosts down in your basement. You made me feel so useful then so used.
Rushing so we can get this last song in. So I'm gonna sign off. This is Ava and
Eve,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Something to send you guys off into your night. This is another song that Ava introduced to me again at the same time, I think is better.
Yes.
So
I was going through it.
Yeah.
All right. Sex to my ex. Enjoy, guys.
Downstairs at the subway station. Ooh. We don't gotta talk about us, how we messed it up. We could keep it light, just a conversation. No expectation. Just a 1 minute walk, and it's just two blocks. And three drinks later, you're back in my arms. Flight, but I want more time. Give me